The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Dayan at the Beis Avad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
One of the most challenging aspects to Hilchos Shomrim is to determine whether there was a Kabbalah Shmira. In other words, did the Nifkad, the person to whom the item was entrusted, did he commit himself to become a Shomer, to become halachically liable to watch this article? So to help us illustrate these halachas, I wanted to discuss a case, the real case that happened, and to use this as a springboard to discuss the various guidelines that the place can say to determine whether or not there was a Kabbalah Shmira. A friend of mine has a business. He sells chairs and tables. So one time, it occurred that he had a large shipment of tables, and in his local warehouse, he did not have enough room to store them. So he turns to his chavrusa, who's a very nice person, and he asks his chavrusa, perhaps I can store my tables in your garage. So the chavrusa consented. The question is over here, did this chavrusa, by consenting to allow his chavrusa to store his tables in his garage, does that constitute a Kabbalah Shmira? Is this person now financially liable if, let's say, he's Peshea? For example, let's say he forgets to lock his garage one time, and then a thief were to come and steal these tables. Would this person, the owner of the garage, be responsible to replace the tables or give their value, or perhaps because all he did was he allowed his friend, his chavrusa, to store the tables, that would not obligate him to watch the tables and to become a shomer? That is the question that we'd like to explore. So our Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph says that Shmor li v'omar hanach lefonai, that is a shomer chinam. In other words, if someone says, could you please watch this for me? And the person responds, just put it in front of me, that constitutes a Kabbalah Shmira. You don't have to say, I will be your Shomer, I will watch this thing for you. All you have to do is, when the person asks if you could watch it, you say, just put it in front of me. That itself is sufficient to constitute a Kabbalah Shmira. Now the Gemara says that, let's say, that's only, the Mishnah says that you say, Hanach Lefonai. You say, put it in front of me. However, the Gemara says, if the person were to respond, Hanach Lefonecha, put it in front of yourself, then he would not be like Shomer Chinam v'leish Shomer Sachar. He would not be a Shomer Chinam and not a Shomer Sachar. Rashi explains that the implication of Hanach Lefonecha is Tiv Untarloch Mashma. You sit down and you watch it. Now the Gemara asks, let's say he just said Hanach. He didn't say, the person said, please watch this thing for me. And the person said, Hanach, just put it down. So is that constitute a Kabbalah Shmira or not? So the Gemara tries to bring a raya, the Gemara is madcha the raya, and the Gemara in the end does not have an answer to this question. So the end of life, it's called a bayudli, shita. We don't know exactly what the halacha is. It's a suffix. What is the halacha if the nifkad, if the person to whom the chayfetz is being entrusted, just says hanach, just put it down? So just to get back, to apply this to our case, when the person said, can I please put my tables in your garage, so it should depend. If he said a language that implies put it in front of me, he said put it in front of me in my garage, then that would be constitute a Kabbalah Shmira, and he would be liable for any pshia that happened to these tables. However, if he just said put it down, or to use the lashon of the paiskim, and the Rama brings down this lashon in Siman Reish Tadi Aleph Sif Aleph, Habesa Kamach, my house is open to you, or if, let's say, he would just say, you're welcome to use my garage, that would not be a Kabbalah Shmira. That would not have an implication that I'm going to watch it for you, and he would not be a Shomer, and he would not have the liabilities of a Shomer. Bipshutai, that's what comes out of our Gemara. However, this is not so pashut. The Machane Ephraim, in the beginning of Hilchos Shomrim, brings down a lashon of the Mechilta. Mechilta brings down the pasuk. It says in the Torah, in Parashas Mishpatim, Ki yitein ish arieu kesef akelim lishmar. That's the language of the pasuk. That the Torah says, if someone gives his friend money or items to watch, So the Mechilta makes a drasha lishmar. He gave it to his friend to watch. V'lai litvais, not just to hold on to. In other words, the Mechilta is telling us that there's no halach of shmira unless the mafkid, unless there was the word shmira used. In other words, if the person said, could you please hold this for me, as opposed to could you please watch this for me, there would be no implication of chiyuvei shmira. No implication of financial liability. And many Rishonim go with this. It's more like that from Taisus and the Ramban. And Be'emes, if you look at our Mishnah, the Lashon of the Mishnah is, he said, Shmar Li, Amalei Shmar Li. He said, watch it for me. And then to that, the person responded, Hanach Lefanai. So that is when there's a Chiyuv Shmira. So the Machan Ephraim says, that if the person would just say, can you hold this for me, there would be no Chiyuv Shmira. And then Be'emes, the Nesivus of Mishpat, in the beginning of Reish Tadi Aleph, also brings down such a concept. He also brings down the Rishonim and the Mechilta, that it's only because the Mafkid mentioned a Lashon of Shmira. But if the Mafkid, the person in charge, the owner of the Chayfet, does not say, please watch this for me, then it has nothing to do with our Sugya. No matter what the Nifka, the person who was entrusted to, responds, he would not have a halacha of a shomer. Now, as a brief point, I just want to point out that the Aruch HaShulchan over here in Reish Tadi Aleph brings down that even if the mafkid did not say a lashon shmira, even if the mafkid did not mention, please watch this for me, if the nifka, the person that whom the ayudim is entrusted to, did mention, responded with a lashon of shmira, then it's possible that he's a shomer. So, for example, in our case, if the person who owned the tables were to say, can I store my tables in your garage? And his chavrus responded, sure, I'll watch them for you in my garage. Then it's pasha that he's a shomer. Because it doesn't make a difference if the concept of shmira originates with the mafkid or if it originates with the nifkad. As long as it was mentioned between them that there will be shmira going on here, that itself is sufficient to require the commitments of shmira, the halachas of shmira. So what comes out basically, to get back to our case, is in the case we discussed, that the owner of the table said, please can I store my tables in your garage? So regardless of what he said, unless he mentions Shmira, if he just says, you're welcome to put them in front of me in my garage, or you're welcome to store them in my garage, or my garage is open to you, any lashon he says, as long as he doesn't mention Shmira, would not obligate him in the halachas of being a shomer. However, in truth, there is another consideration in our sugya. And Be'emes is a very difficult question that the Machan Ephraim, the Nesivus of Mishpat, ask on this Ramban and this Mechilta, that our Gemara seems to imply to the contrary, there's an implication to the contrary of this what seems to be from this Mechilta. The Gemara has a question, what is the halacha of if he says Hanach Stam? If the person says Shmarli, watch this Chayfetz for me, and the person responded, Hanach Stam, just put it down. So the Gemara wants to know what the halacha is, and the Gemara brings a raya from a machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. And the case there is that the person asked if he could come in to his friend's rishos. And the friend's ox damaged the person who came in, or rather the things that this person brought in. So the achrayim, sorry, these achrayim asked, the Machan Ephraim and the Sivis, they ask, that over there, when he said, can I please come in, there was no mention of, could you be a shomer? So all he asked was, can I have permission to enter your domain? He didn't ask, can you please watch something for me? Can you watch my articles? And still, the Gemara seems to think that this case is comparable to the case of our Mishnah where the concept of shmir was mentioned. And according to the Mechilta that we just spoke out, and the Rimban, and the Taisus, these Rishonim, it should come out that as long as nobody mentioned explicitly the word Shmira, they didn't bring in the idea that I'm going to watch or guard something for you, then there should be no issue here of being a Shomer. And yet, we see a Machlekes, Rabbi and the Rabbanan, whether Hanach Stam, whether Stam Ul coming in, the Lashon of please come in, there's an implication of Shmira or not. So this would seemingly be a stira, a contradiction to this Mechilta. So to answer this question, the Machan Ephraim and the Nesivus of Mishpat based themselves on a Tshuvas Rosh brought down in the Torah over here. The Rosh was asked the following question. A person was going with a donkey to a very distant city, And his friend asks, perhaps you could bring something along with to that place. The case was he had shoes. He wanted this person who's going to this this distant city to please make a delivery of shoes to that city. So the person who's going there, the owner of the donkey, said, just put them on the donkey. He did not mention Shmira. He did not mention or even Hanach Lefana. He did not mention, I will take care, put it down in front of me. All he said was, just put it on the donkey. So the person did so, and the person with the donkey went on his path, on his way, and in the middle of the way, he left his donkey for a few minutes, and during that time, the shoes got lost. So the question is there some sort of Kabbal Shmir, is there some sort of obligation that this person who owns the donkey has towards the owner of the shoes? So B'Pshutai the Rosh says, we would say, that since he just said, Hanach al-Khamar, he said, just put it on the donkey, so then, it's like the Gemara that says, Hanach Stam. It's like you're saying, just put it down. That, and the Gemara is, since it's the Bible of Shita, since the Gemara does not say you're a Shomer, there would not be Kabbalah Shmira. And therefore, we cannot obligate this person to reimburse him for the lost shoes. However, the Rosh says that actually this case is a little different. Because over here, when he said, could you please bring these shoes to a different city? And now, when it's on the highway, in the middle of the highway with no one around, the person who owns the shoes is unable to wash these shoes. So if the person with the donkey won't wash them, nobody's going to wash them. So therefore, there's an implicit request also to guard the shoes, to be a shomer on the shoes. And it's understood that if you're going to take my article with you in a place where I can't watch it, only you could watch it, and you consent to do that, there's an implied understanding that you are going to be a shomer. You're going to accept responsibility to at least as the shomer chinam, to make sure that you're not negligent with this item. That is the concept the Rosh says, and this Rosh is actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And with this Rosh, the Machan Afayim, the Nesivus and Mishpat want to answer the question we asked in our Gemara. The question was that in our Gemara brings a raya to the case of where he said, Shmarli v'amalai hanastam, when he said, please watch this for me, and the person responded, just put it down. The Gemara brought a raya from a case where a person requested permission to enter his friend's domain, and all he did was request permission, and the Gemara deals with whether there's a Kabbal Shmira from the owner of the domain to make sure that his animal won't damage this person's property. So the question was that the person never said Shmar. He never said Shmarli. The person, all he did was he asked, can I come into your domain? So the Paisim, the Nesivus and the Machane Ephraim say, based on this Rosh, that since it's understood that the only person that could watch myself from getting my property from getting damaged by your animal is the owner of the domain, so even though he just asked, can I please come into your domain, it's understood that this person, that the owner of the domain, is going to undertake to Kabbal Shmira to make sure that this person is not going to get damaged. And the Gemara's question is only whether when he says, you just plain, you could come in, is he dealing with this person's request? No, this implicit request for Shmira, the Baal Bas responds, you may come in. And that was Lashon, which is similar to Hanach, that he didn't say, that he just says, you may come in. Is he responding to this request for Shmira by saying, yes, I will watch it? Or is he just saying, you know, come in, but I'm not taking the responsibility? That's why the Gemara sees fit to compare this case, this Machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim, to the case of Shmarli and Hanachstam. To illustrate this principle, the Nesivus, based on this Rosh, so the Nesivus of Mishpat says, that we said from the Mechilta and the Rishonim, that when you say a language, when the Mafkid says a language which implies, hold on to this Chayfus for me, so even if the Nifkat says a language of Hanach Lefana, I put in front of me, so the Mechilta says that he's not a Shomer, that's only talking where the place where the Mafkid designated for this person, for the Nifkat to store it, is a place which does not need Shmira. In other words, he said, let's say, put in your house. So then we say that if there's no implication of Shmira from the Lashon of the Mafkid, he didn't say, please watch this thing for me, then since the Lashon of Shmira was not discussed, there's no implication of Shmira. However, if let's say he were to say, please watch it for me in a place which needs watching, so even if he doesn't say, please watch it for me, he says, please hold it for me, there would still be an implication of Shmira if the person consented. To illustrate this case, this principle, the Nesivus discusses a case in his time that there was a war going on, and they had to abandon, people had to abandon their house. So one of the people dug a big hole behind his house, a big pit, to store his valuables, and his neighbor came over to him and said, can I please store my valuables in this hole that you're digging for yourself? So the person said, sure, no problem, just put it down. Now, after he covered over, and after the war was over, they came back, he dug up his hole, he found everything intact, he took out his things, and then he tells his neighbor, okay, I opened up my hole, go and take your things. And in the meantime, what happened was that this neighbor's articles got stolen. So the question was, is there an implication over here of Shmira? So the Nesivus of Mishpat says that since a hole is a place which is a Makim Mishumer, it's a place which is guarded, so therefore, since there was no language of Shmira between them, then therefore the Nifkad never implied a Kabbalah Shmira, and therefore he would be Potter even on this negligence. So just to return to our case, when this person asked this chavrusa, can I place my things in your garage? So since he did not say a lashon of shmira, rather he said, can I store them in your garage? So mitzad the lashon, mitzad the language of storing, there is no kabbal shmira. However, since he can't watch, he's unable to watch his things in this person's garage, then it would depend. If the garage would be a place which has to be guarded, for example, if the owner of the garage keeps his own valuables there, or if let's say there's access from the garage to this person's house, so then if no one mentions the word of Shmira, there would not be an obligation of Shmira. However, if the garage, let's say, is a standalone garage, and in other words, there's no access to the house, and the owner of the garage does not store his own property there, so then, since the garage is really, he's unable to watch his things in the garage, unless the owner of the garage agrees to watch it, so then, even if the person who owns the tables does not mention a Lashon of Shmira, there would be an implied understanding that I'm asking you to watch my things, and the owner of the garage would be liable for if it got damaged through negligence.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.